Jordan, here we are, live at the 7 a.m. hour, here to party sports with your host, Hunt the Sheriff.
What's up, baby?
What's up?
Do you like the camera? It's obviously dark in here, but how do you feel about it?
I would say that based upon a scale of from last time we rated this to this time, I can actually see your face today, and it's not washed out.
Now, here's something that I really want to make an announcement about, and I don't know if you're ready for all of this just yet.
We
got Starlink. So now I have literally the most powerful internet on the planet. We have no more issues.
You can freaking launch rocket ships out there.
Basically.
Head out on the porch.
I basically own a spaceship now. You know what's interesting? This hat is washing out my eyebrows. So let's see if that helps at all. That's a little bit better. It's a little bit better.
Someone told me a story about the one time that you had your eyebrows darkened. Do you want to go down that path again?
No, I don't know if I want to. Now, here's something I wanted to address. Now, George is supposed to be part of this podcast right now. The thing I've recognized after being friends with George for 3 years now is that George does not ever show up on time.
You don't care about
and
time.
If you know that you have to start something at 7, George will start pooping, drinking coffee, and doing other weird priorities of his around 6:57, which you noticed he got up just before things were going, and now you can hear him like smashing around in the background. Everything that we were attempting to try to get done this entire week has been held up because of George's inability to handle his poop problems.
What are you talking about, bro? No poop problems.
If Cole was here, he'd corroborate my story, but Cole also has his own weird problems.
Dude, you got your own problems.
George has also been wearing that Represent Gator shirt for 5 days straight.
12 hours.
5 days straight. How do you guys feel about trash-talking people on the internet?
Feel pretty good about it.
Like, here's the question. Like, I don't go out of my way to bash people, but if someone bashes you, can you bash back?
100%.
Sure.
But I just feel like the world these days is so aggressive about this stuff. Like, they're all so – they're like – they get, like, really emotional and upset if you do anything, especially if you're more of a public figure.
I think it sets you up. If you are going to talk back, it sets you up for potentially getting canceled real quick.
So here's an update. This woman today, Lynn Moo, 75, she wrote, because I did my little flex post, she said, looks like your shoulders, where is it? They hid the comments, of course. Or did she already delete it? I think she did delete it. What a coward. She did delete it because I think I made fun of her back. She said, looks like your shoulders need some work. And I said, I could say the same about your face. And I drilled her because
you went straight. She came in with like a 3 and Hunter comes over the top with like a 12.
It's like, you should see her face. Wow. What a coward, dude. She deleted it. So people will shit on my posts all the time. All the time. And I just feel like I'm at the point where I'm an adult and I feel pretty comfortable about myself. I think it's important to just start, like, you know, when someone kid throws a snowball at you, he's like, ha ha ha. You load up like a snowball 5 times the size and you pelt that bastard.
With ice.
Yeah, dude. The internet's ruthless.
Boom roasted.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it, but George throws a lot of shade at my stuff on the internet.
Yeah. No, I don't throw that much shade. It's playful banter.
So, George, this is now your, what do you think, like 3rd or 4th training camp coming to the United States?
I think it's 3rd. Yeah. I mean, the weather has not impressed me this time. This is the first time I've seen rain like this out here. So that's kind of sad, but, training camp's been fun. Cole Daddy was only around for like 48 hours cause his dog got sick.
Oh, but, no, I don't think the dog got sick, by the way.
Yeah.
I think Cole is sick in the head. Yeah. Cole has been our friend for years and now he's officially married and the past 2 training camps that Cole's been here, he has to go home early because there's an issue. Cole only gets to leave the house for 48 hours because his captor doesn't allow him to leave.
Maybe a
I don't know the situation, so I can't comment.
I think it's Stockholm Syndrome. He is being held captive, and he is now fall in love with his captor. And he doesn't
know. I did
see
him blink a couple of times, like asking for help when he was on the phone. I didn't pick up the signals in time.
Did he do one of these when you guys were talking on FaceTime?
Yeah. Damn. That's a signal.
Guys, I just want everyone to know that there's a woman watching. Okay, guys, we don't have a lot of female guests, so everybody act cool.
Hello, hello, Dina.
Dina Martinez. It's all usually dudes in here, so I want everyone to act cool. All right, guys, sit up a little bit taller.
Like we've been here
a little more proper. Yep. What's going
on? We trained for this.
This is not my first podcast. Let's go. Let's go. There's so many things I want to talk about, and you can add to the notes. I have training runs, weight, George poop problems. What the fuck did I write there?
Writing down notes while sleepwalking again?
Yeah, dude. I feel like an idiot, dude. Well, one of the things, do you guys think Alex is going to die because he's trying to do all this running?
He was at 30,000 steps, and I just saw an update. He went to 96,000.
In a day?
I think it was over a weekend. But, yeah, I mean, it was coming up on the final day. It was Sunday, so he was at 30 or 40. If we look back through his stories, he hit 96.
Yeah. Dude, I think I question whether or not Alex is going to kill himself in the process of this, because he almost killed himself in the process of beating you in the weight loss challenge, yeah, and he didn't lose any weight. He just killed himself. I would say there was like a 1 to 3% transformation where you had this like drastic transformation. Yeah. Alex, on the other hand, just beat his knees to death. Like, you know, running a marathon, he doesn't even do it on trails. He's doing a marathon in the mountains on those hard pavement roads with like zero training or preparation.
Well, okay, so he signed up on a whim to run the Kodiak 100, but that's not until October. The way he was explaining it and he was talking to me about it, I thought it was like next month. He's like, no, it's not till October. So he is really ramped up.
Yeah, Alex isn't going to do anything with like periodization or anything. He's just going to go out and hit random miles at random hours wearing kind of crazy stuff. So it might as well be this weekend the way he's training. A lot of people get injured on the way to the 100-mile start line rather than the actual race.
Well, I just wrote George, you know, George Heaton, the guy who owns Represent. Yeah. He, like, I don't know if you see his posts. Like, I'll show you this dude. The dude is absolutely shredded. He's got to be down to like 5 to 6% body fat.
On Insta?
Yeah, I'll try to see if I can show you what he looks like on Instagram. He's freaking ripped right now. You have to go to his story, so I don't know if you'll be able to pick it up. But I basically contacted him. I was like, dude, how are you doing? Like, you're pushing really hard. Like, look at that, dude. Look how lean he is. I don't know if you can see in the camera, but like, you can see the veins and like the skin, like, is like literally holding on for dear life. The dude is so ripped right now. And he's been putting in all these big miles, and homie, like, literally is going to eat himself away. Yeah, right there. Look at that, dude. Look at that body.
Pause. Pause.
Damn, I mean, he looks buff as shit. But, like, that's that level of leanness where you only have a couple days at that leanness or you start to fall apart. So I wrote him and I was like, dude, listen, like, I'm going to send you over a couple workouts and ways to get this thing done so you don't, like, eat yourself alive. And hopefully he's going to pick it up. But Alex is obviously not this lean, but he's kind of going to beat himself to death. Alex is probably like 75% body fat, and that's why he will be unstoppable in the ultra. But basically, like, I think if I could give Alex a suggestion, I would actually only tell Alex to go out once a week and then try to figure out how to make the rest of his week all built up to making sure that that one day a week was really healthy.
Yeah.
But Alex is one of these kind of guys where I think he like goes out a bunch and he'll do this for like 6 days to 6 weeks, and then he'll completely pull out and stop doing it completely because he hurts himself.
Well, I know he's still battling a knee injury from a rollerblade incident.
Yeah.
Where his knees just swell.
He's got a bicycle.
Huh?
I don't know.
That'd be a good
we'll
number
see if
two.
We'll survive. Option. By the way, guys, I started counting my calories to weigh myself, and I got here 2 weeks ago, and I weighed in at 201, and now I'm 207 today. I don't know what the fuck is happening, but I'm actually going in reverse, and I've been doing really well. Like, you saw me yesterday counting all my calories while you guys were pigging out. I was very specific about my food, and I'm still gaining weight.
I didn't pig out at all. I had a few chips and hummus. You had some cake, I believe.
I didn't have any cake.
You sure?
By the way, George, when he comes here, because I don't think he gets the kind of food that we do here in America, George buys like all the shittiest food, basically only chips and hummus, sweet food, and then he spends almost all of the time on the toilet.
I mean,
well, when you're introducing new food to your system, I got a question for George because I want to see how it ended up. How'd you like the biscuits and gravy from the Greasy Spoon type of restaurant?
I did not attempt to go down the biscuits and gravy route. I chickened out. I definitely have a phobia of certain foods in the United States. Yeah. You guys seem to cook everything in some sort of deep grease that my stomach does not enjoy. Hannah thinks I've got terrible bathroom problems. Actually, I just get, it's like my office. I'm just in there longer than anyone else. Just like returning messages, you know. I take my time, you know, I like to feel relaxed. Hannah's like this 5 second shitter where he's like in and out. I don't know if he actually even sits down.
People that spend time in the bathroom are creepy. They're creepy. Yeah. I mean,
Depends where.
I have really nice bathrooms here.
If you're on the airplane bathroom for longer than 2 minutes, that's creepy.
That's my only life rule when it comes to pooping is I don't poop in airplanes.
Yeah.
Even if I owned a private jet, I would just be like,
not today.
Not gonna.
Nobody's doing it.
Not gonna do it, dude.
There's no seats on the urinals.
Yeah. But no, I'm 2 days away from getting home. Without any food problems, I'm safe in the Malibu Castle. I haven't got to deal with like rats in the Crestline cabin, and there's no taco truck in sight. So I should be like home free and easy at this point. I'm excited because normally this country or this training camps can do a number on me. Everybody has gotten sick. I'm sure you've heard the history of Crestline cabin, Jake, Kyle, myself. Who else has been up there? Real sick.
Let's talk about the truth here. You guys can't handle the training volume, so then your butt just freaks out and you guys just shit yourself for weeks.
No, it's actually been – this has been the easiest training camp because I haven't been running. I've just
Kenneth
the
Lap over here saying that you're a soy boy.
Me?
Is this true?
Hey, Kenneth, let me see your abs and then I'll show you mine, and then we'll have a conversation about soy.
Soy boy. Yeah, I think that's the thing that I've recognized about these training camps. Everyone comes here and tries to get on the schedule, and they survive for the first couple days, and then your brain doesn't want you to disconnect from the training, but your body does. So you just start; it just starts to just poo itself to death. Yeah, this is true.
I feel great. I actually sleep earlier and longer when I'm here than I do at home because obviously I'm not working. So I can. We were in bed last night by 8:39, and I was wide awake at 6:15 a.m. this morning, and that's like
George. You're not vegetarian, right? Like soy's vegetarian. I think he was just giving a dig.
Yeah, he was trying to trash talk me, but you know, sorry, I don't know you.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So, George, I want to get a real rundown. I want you to talk about what your experience has been at this training camp, how you feel about your own fitness, how you feel about Hunter McIntyre's fitness. What are some of the things you've noticed? Because I think you're one of the very few people that has made it out every single year. You've made it out to me for the past 3 years before championships. You first started coming out here before Vegas. You came out here before Manchester.
The first one was 2 weeks. 1 week with Cole, second week with Tom Hogan. Then I came back for Vegas Champs, and then we trained a little bit after, but then I came back again the following year. So yeah, this is the third time, I think. So it's been different every time.
Anybody who doesn't know, George and I have been dating each other online for a bunch of years, just kind of shooting each other DMs back and forth. We actually met without really having a meeting through OCR about 8 years ago. I think it was 2016, wasn't it?
Yeah, I slowed you down in the woods. I was like, this total bitch is not passing me. And I heard this, like, it was like a horse grunting.
And I was like, boxing.
Yeah, it was like single track, so it was real hard to pass. And then it eventually opened up, and he just kicked right past me. And I was like, that's stupid. It goes downhill and then back up into like a horse, like a U, that goes straight down to a dip and then straight up a big kicking hill. And I was like, don't run down that, because that hill is going to annihilate you. And then he was gone in like 30 seconds. And I was like, I wonder what happened to that guy. And then I saw him on the horizon, just like kicking over the next obstacle and the next obstacle. But, you know, I held my own for a couple of miles. No big deal.
I was not a soy boy like George. But George has like really good context on the evolution of like Hyrox and my training, because he's been there at every single training camp. George is the only person I know has made it to every single season's training camp. And obviously we're a little bit early, because like this time last year, because we're still in February, we weren't even really in like that much of Hyrox training. Yeah, I decided to start training for Hyrox 3 weeks earlier.
I just got the notification. It was the 1 year anniversary. You know how there's like the time hop on Facebook where it was the video and I reposted it, but you running up the trail out back, and it was, hey, I was out, but now I'm coming back. So the best case scenario is you can hope for second place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So that's like your first official announcement like a week ago or so for coming back.
That's crazy, dude. Like that feels so long ago. No. But yeah. Okay. So, let's talk about where you first saw us at training for Hyrox and some of the progressions that we were making and the styles that we were doing compared to now. Like, how do you give us some stories, George?
I think when we first started going into it, I noticed training with yourself, the volume was a lot higher. The overall capacity and engine work was a lot higher. And now once you've, you know, especially yourself, you've reached a certain level. So now you've discovered that actually rest and power training works well, right? Because essentially Hyrox is a power endurance problem. So if you can kind of just rest more but then create a higher power or more powerful engine, you're gonna have the fitness to get round in 1 hour. Do you know what I mean? That's never gonna be a problem. So I think you're discovering that you can create more output as long as you balance the rest of your lifestyle. Sometimes previously training camps we've been kind of overtrained, which is good to do at certain stages. If you're going to overtrain, do it in a training camp, because then you kind of will adjust to that on your taper and when you rebuild again. But I've made mistakes over the years, like everybody, you know, training too much, too hard, doing too many simulations between races, or just packing a schedule and not understanding how tiring traveling is, and especially international travel, it's exhausting. So now we've come out here and I've done less running because I'm just protecting a calf injury to build it up slower. But I've done a lot more cycling, and you know, I feel fitter on the ergs and stronger in some ways. And now I've just got to translate that into running. So myself, I actually feel in a pretty good space, kind of. I'm not sure when Cologne is, middle of April, I think. But yeah, I've noticed Hunter rests more, probably just creates more intense training sessions, but they're a lot shorter, you know, so which is healthy. You know, I think it's so easy to plateau when you're training for any of these mixed modality sports, because the brain immediately goes to like, more is better. You know, how much volume can I pack into my week? How much can I like show that I'm willing to suffer? And that, like I said, that's real good initially, but sooner or later your body is just going to like pay back, and it's not going to be kind. Especially for amateur athletes, they're going to struggle with balancing their immune system, because you're training 6 days a week doing this sport where you've never done so many burpees and lunges and warbles, and you're just going to tank your system. Then if you travel, like I've got two clients that have been traveling, they're traveling for races this week, and they've both got like a little bit of flu or colds. And it's just because they've, you know, been training at such high volumes, but they haven't protected the rest of their lifestyle. You know, they've been getting on the tube, they've been
system goes down.
Clients, you know, like, you know, they're both sports masseuses. So they you know, you can't protect yourself. When you're in training camp, you just create this bubble, you know, so we barely come into contact with anybody else. So, you know, we're just training hard and then eating and sleeping and just doing it all over again. So that's why it's so important to build intensity and break plateaus. And I think with yourself, Hunter, to like notice you the difference in your training this time is basically like the shorter, more intense sessions, you're trying to create more speed and power. So the running interval session we did the other day in the mountains, what was it, the 4x4 or the 8x4? I forget what we did. 4x8.
We did 8x4 on Monday. We did 4x8 on Monday, and then we just did 5x4 on Friday together.
And then with your coach, you're creating like max power movements, you know, like 90% of your capacity, rather than sort of just drilling empty sets or like pump sessions. Like pump sessions, you're always going to look good, but you're actually going to just fatigue yourself more and more, and that's going to take away from tomorrow and, you know, later on in the week. Mm-hmm. So I think the discipline side of it and just getting smart with your body as you get older.
So like, it's interesting. I posted about this. When you did that bike ride next to me, that was the fastest. That 5x4 is the fastest I've ever run in my entire career. And it was at 205 pounds.
Altitude.
And, you know, I've never run like that before. I can honestly say so. Mm. And like, I'm wearing this Hyrox bracelet, not because I like Hyrox. I was disappointed in the way that I was running in Manchester. So I told myself, I'm going to wear this thing every single day until I get where I want to be. And I'm going to beat myself to death. And the sessions are far more intense, and I'm spending, you know, money and time with this new coach in a way that I haven't ever done before in my career. I'm kind of just letting go and showing up for the paperwork. And at first I was real anxious about it. I was like, I don't fucking like this. I don't like giving all this power to this guy. I don't know if I trust it. I don't know how I feel good. Mm-hmm. And you know, basically it's working.
It's always like that when you start something new.
I mean, I used to do all my own programming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to trust the process initially. The first month is critical, because the first 2 weeks of anything new, you're going to feel like shit.
I'm wondering what your opinion is. Like, what's training like at 40? Because I would say the majority of our clients are in that range. Like, mid-30s to 40s. Like, what have you noticed from when you first started to where you're at now?
There's not that much different on training camp, because I've got the time and energy to stretch, warm up, cool down. You know, you can really dial in as long as you have, you know, fewer distractions outside of training. When you're working full-time job, you know, I've got a kid, you're running around commuting for work, you have to be more focused. So there's got to be a sacrifice in your lifestyle if you want to keep that same output. And it's not always possible, right? Life gets in the way. So I think just, you know, it takes me a little bit longer to recover if I, you know, if I miss a meal or if I kind of don't get the right sleep, it's really noticeable. Especially like, you know, strength sessions or kind of high intensity interval sessions. That's where you notice it the most, when you're pushing your body to like extremes. But, you know, I've got a pretty good supplementation stack. And I use my own training camps out in Spain for, you know, for my own training as well. And then coming out here, I managed to dial in. So I know that as long as I keep myself year round kind of fit and always kind of like 8 weeks out, I always call it, then I can sort of, you know, I manage to arrow in. If you kind of overtrain randomly throughout the year, you pick up more injuries, you don't recover as well. You psychologically, you don't feel in a good space because you haven't managed to focus in on an event. So it's not that there's much difference at 40 for myself, but I've always been quite fit. But you have to address niggles as soon as you get them. You can't think that that's just going to go away like it does when you're 20. You can't kind of out-train an injury. You have to go and get massage, sauna, cold plunge. You have to get sleep right. You have to kind of just dial in on all the little things, because that's the marginal gains that will really help you kind of stay at that level. Whereas when you're 25, you know, it's like you can go out in the bar all night, party. You can fuck all night and then wake up and go, right, weight session, let's do this, boys. And there's no big deal. And you're like, I'm superhuman. 40, you're like, huh, do I want to drink two beers. No, I'm gonna drink half a beer and we go to bed early. You know, it's just that. It's the discipline. It's sad, but it's kind of good. It kind of makes you, I guess, a full grown adult.
Two things I want to say. One, take your collar and roll it down. There you go.
Sound.
There
you sound.
Go. Yeah, every single time you move, that thing goes up against the collar. Yeah, it's interesting. Like, the fittest dudes I actually ever, like, really go up against are in their late 30s and 40s. Like, Hobie Call, Cody Moat, these dudes, when they were just these monsters, you're just like, you're so old. And they're like, yeah, I do things a little bit differently nowadays, blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, how are you such a tank? It's crazy. It's like they don't lose it. You just have to negotiate things differently. I negotiate things differently.
You know, like, I'm very aware 3 or 4 days before getting sick of actually being sick. It's like you notice sand in the gears. You know, you just feel something's not quite off. So then you know how to hold back, or you kind of know when you're really recovered so you can throw down hard because you know your own body. And yeah. I think when you're late 20s, 30s, where you apparently should be at your peak, but you've probably, just because of, you know, lack of knowledge, or you know, you're just getting into fitness, like, you know, 3 to 5 years earlier, then you've probably neglected mobility, because that's the unsexy stuff that nobody wants to do.
Mobility's lame. Shut up, George.
I mean, you know, I'm sure we've all got clients that, like, you know, can't squat properly, and they're throwing this intensity down, and you're like, dude, if you just take an extra half an hour a week.
Bye, George. How is it that my internet's perfect and his isn't? Because his has been lagging this whole time. We're in the same house. George, I don't think you're on the right internet, dude. I think you're on apartment A. Are you sure? See you, George.
He'll come back in.
Super weird, though. Like, you can hear me very clearly, correct?
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy. So last week, and I didn't even feel it that bad, I had my heaviest bench press set that I've ever done in my life and the fastest run set all on the same day. And we did.
What was the thing that you said you got 40 more pounds on? Was that a front squat? Was that bench press?
That was a front squat. That was a front squat earlier. The same time last year, I was like in the training cycle, I was able to do, I only did 265. I did 305.
Wow.
So everything's good. I wish I was lighter. I don't know why. Like, my body fat is low. Like, everything seems to be really good. I'm just like, what the fuck? We'll just keep on going on without George, because I had all these important questions for him. By the way, what the hell are you training for right now?
Well, I'm just more doing like a, what do we call
Tread?
It? I rock strength now, like a bodybuilding type of plan.
That's dope, dude. Have you seen how well our memberships are going now?
Yeah. It's really insane. Dialed in as far as like being able to describe what you're actually getting. And we've had a lot better, a lot less turnover, because a lot of times people go in, we didn't have it spelled out correctly, and they're like, I didn't know what I was getting into. But there's been few and far between on those emails.
Dude, it's going
a lot better.
I'm so excited. Because really, like, in reality, like, you obviously want to have a successful business, but not for necessarily just the sake of the money. You're just like, I wish more people could experience this. Like, there's all these people out there.
Company to be able to train for what they want to. We just got to show them what we provide. And
yeah.
And they'll realize how great it is. It was just the description and being able to present the presentation. I guess was on like a B plus average, and now we're at like an A minus, you know, as far as like being able to do the presentation for them.
Yeah, dude. You know what's awesome? There's this guy. This stuff gets me fucking so excited. I created these products because I was like, I love seeing the results. This dude who's been friends with me since Spartan Race days.
Yeah.
You know, he always just like likes to get involved with what we're doing. And I was like, dude, you know, you're older now. Take Strength X too. He goes, I never take that kind of stuff. The dude's bench is now at 335, his squats 405, and his deadlift 465.
Damn, son.
he's literally destroying numbers, destroying them. And he loves sending me these things all the time. Like he's a dude in his 40s and he's absolutely wrecking it. And then that girl, Nicole, that we posted on our Instagram the other day, she PR'd her squat. And you're just like, damn, like I absolutely love the feeling of when people actually get pumped to get the results from these things. Like George used to be a soy boy and he's been on StrengthX 2 for a while now. And his body's so pumped and sexy.
People that know me know I'm a big hater of soy products. So that's, you know, he might call me that as a slur, but I'd never take any soy. Actually, every time I'm in the Starbucks line or Pret line or coffee line and someone orders a soy-based product in front of me, I actually tell them about it. Like, you do know that's like messing with your estrogen testosterone levels, especially if they're like a pretty like, you know, good-looking dude I'm trying to talk to.
Two things I want to talk about. One, let's make a bet. Do you guys think Alex is going to get here on time?
No.
Because Alex shows up 50% of the time late. Now,
he
Alex
may have not slept last night. That's probably more likely. And then he's probably sitting in traffic right now.
Yeah. Alex and I have worked together for a year and a half. Alex has known where I lived for over a year and a half. And Alex shows up late 50% of the time. So much so that Alex used to fall asleep in his car on the side of the road sometimes. Because Alex is partially a vampire. That's why he's so pale. He's up in the middle of the night trying to beat random people on step count workouts.
Yeah. Or in the middle of a hurricane or whatever tropical storm he was out doing steps and his Garmin died mid-workout, mid-step. It's like, I guess I got to go back.
Alex goes hard, though. I respect him. You know? Like,
I respect him.
He's there. You know. Yeah.
He's always there. He's always got a great attitude.
I mean, you probably can't see this weather behind me, but like,
it's insane.
Is it raining?
That ain't California, bro. Like,
no. You know.
I'm so fucking over California's weather. So crazy. Like, I just can't trust the world anymore. Like, anybody who thinks that the news is telling you the truth, like, guys, it's a cartoon. It is a cartoon. And the people who are on the television, they may seem like real people, but they're cartoon people. Like the information that you get fed is changing so often and is so manipulated that I just like, I have such a hard time trusting anything.
I will tell some conspiracy theories.
You need to realize that it's a network that's striving for viewership. You think they're going to put out baseline headline stories? They're putting out headlines to like sink you in, to hook you in. Regardless of the story, you know, they're trying to gain more viewership than the other networks.
Yeah.
So they're going to put stories out there that make you watch that network over the others.
No, but it's just like 5 years ago, they're like, we're in a drought. California is going to die. And then all of a sudden now it's like, we're in the most rain that's ever been. By the way, last year they said that we were going to have so little rain. We had a record-breaking snowstorm and record-breaking amount of rain. It's like they don't know anything or they don't care to share what they know.
Yeah.
And I don't really understand what they're trying to accomplish. But this week is supposedly the biggest rainstorm in history. A week ago, it was the other biggest rainstorm in history. A month ago, they're like, it's the first hurricane that's ever hit California. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what do you guys really aim to accomplish here with all of this random information? And yeah, I get it. It's wet outside, but is it the biggest rainstorm that's ever hit California? No. If you watch the news, yes. My mom calls me all the time. She's like, are you dead? Are you dying? Hunter, I'm so worried about you. Please come back to the East Coast. And I'm like, what is going on? What are you watching, mom?
That's just moms in general. You know, all moms are like that.
I know, dude. Jay Sizzle says right here, what happened to the two girls you had on your show? Did you realize the two aren't intellectual enough to have deep conversations with on various topics? No. There's two ways to answer that question. One, they're girls. They're impossible to pin down and actually get to follow through on something. Two, they're girls. it's what I said. Go back to subject A. We've tried with him. One of them's 23 and she's dating like 70 guys, and the other one is 29 and she's doing like midlife crisis stuff. You know, both of them are amazing girls. I still love them with all my heart, and I think they're gonna be great for the show.
Hey, Dina's supposed still here.
Yeah, Dina, what's up, girl? Love you, Dina. I think if I could, I think they're coming on at some point in time this week, and we're going to talk about red flags and green flags in relationships. George, now that we have you real quick, what would you say the three biggest red flags in chicks are?
Three biggest red flags. Like when you... let's have a look here. Just when they kind of... When you're getting to know somebody, you've been dating maybe like a couple of weeks, and you tell them that like you're going to be out of town for a week, maybe you're going on vacation, maybe you're catching up with stuff, and they kind of say like, oh, who are you going with? And you tell them once, maybe you tell them twice. They're just sort of like trying to check your story, see if it collaborates. Oh, yeah. That's a red flag, because they're kind of just pumping you for information because they want to know where they are. It's just too early to even actually know. That's one red flag.
I like that a lot. Yeah.
You know, you can't just like, we've been dating 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know, that's none of your business if I'm disappearing for a week. If it's like you're married or you're in a relationship for a year with someone, then obviously you're like, I'm going to go to my brother's house for a week, or I'm going in the woods with some friends, or we're camping, whatever it is, that's fine. But, then the second thing is when they're constantly the first to check the stories. Oh, that gives me a dick.
You really get you've got some emotional scarring about people that watch you.
Yeah. okay. Third red flag for
come on.
That all come to me after, like, damn, I should have said this and should have said that.
All right, I'll list a couple.
Okay.
But we're gonna put this in the list.
Inspire.
One, the single girls with dogs. Two.
Oh yeah.
Huge red flag.
Major. Huge red flag.
Psychological disorders. Single girls with Snapchat. Like, if you have Snapchat, Snapchat is either for children or girls that are sending nudes that they want to fade to all of their supposed friends, just friends, and time burglars. Like, people that literally, if you don't give them like the attention that they want to have, they like steal the day. They'll disappear for the day. They're like, oh, hey, sorry, just reading this. Those people drive me fucking nuts. They'll just like steal the time away from the day. I'm like, oh, been real busy. Everybody knows. Like, where's your phone? Everybody reach.
Yeah.
It's on your hip.
Everybody has this. If someone doesn't answer you,
says it's been delivered.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you don't see it.
If someone doesn't answer you, it's because they don't want to talk to you. They're not.
Dude, look who it is. Look who just walked in.
Alex made it. Oh my god.
Alex, liter of Alex, Red Bull in hand.
Alex looks like an abominable snowman.
Dude, this is the biggest can of Red Bull I've ever seen. This is bigger than my head.
That'll give you erectile dysfunction.
Oh my god. You okay, bro? Okay.
We're gonna get
those
into
are the red flags.
The girls have all these opinions about how like guys are bad, and I have all these opinions about girls are bad. And if we could just meet in one room and hash it out, I think the whole world would be so much happier.
This we got is a lot meeting of minds.
Yeah.
A girl, if she's only got like all girlfriends, and then she only gets advice from all girlfriends, huge red flag, because it's not balanced.
Well, I think it's if you meet a girl that's only got guy friends.
Oh, obviously. Huge red flag as well.
If they can't be with their own kind, I'm like, why did you get kicked out by your own kind?
Because the
excuse you got made to leave the pack.
Wait a second. Yeah, because like, if you notice, we hung out with dudes all week long, and girls will like drop in and say what's up, but they're not in the pack. Like, we had a sauna session yesterday, and there was two girls there. And we like said a couple words to him, but then after that, we're like, "You're not part of the pack. You don't know what you're talking about."
Yeah.
Oh wait, here we go, James. A red flag is a girl who goes to a yoga treat. They're usually just out of something bad. Oh, you mean like they're crazy? Yeah, anybody goes to a yoga treat.
They're headed to a yoga treat because something shitty or crazy happened in their life, and they're like, I just need to buzz out. I'm going to an all-exclusive, like, in the woods, no talking, no cell phones.
Oh, guys, my God, yoga is the biggest, craziest scam in the world, right? Most people around the world are taking 45-minute hour yoga classes in basement studios, paying $200 a month a pop for it, and they're learning from someone that just qualified in Bali 2 weeks ago, trying to get their zen back while they're wearing $300 leggings and vests. And it's like, are you okay?
I'm not going to lie. You know, I was dating a yoga instructor not too long ago, and she had it.
She had the zen? She had the powers?
She had the powers.
You've got to be in it for a while, though. You can't just get, like, lessons from someone about life. You just all of a sudden has been in Bali for 3 weeks, and they're living on daddy's bank account to do their course, and then they're like trying to give you life coaching, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, is Bali life really hard for you on $15 a day? Is there too many clouds in the sky? Oh, is your rent $300 a month? Like, what do you have to do today? Do you have to get on a boat trip and then, like, journal? Like, fuck, I'm from a generation where all I've had is mindfulness. I've stared at condensation drip for an hour waiting for a bus. That's mindfulness, you know? Everyone else is like, oh, my phone too much. I can't get away from all the technology. It's like, put it down, go for a run, lift some weights, stretch. Call it whatever you want, but yogis are like, they're from a different planet, you know?
Isn't a yoga certification like 15 grand? Like, to be officially certified?
No. It's basically butchered from India. So you have, like, original Indian yogis, and it takes years, right? Because you're looking for spiritual enlightenment, physical enlightenment. But, who wants to go to India on a mountain for 5 years? It's like, no, let's fast track this. Let's go. Let's get the qualification in 2 weeks. Get your Lululemon leggings. Get your Starbucks order with, like, 9 words in it.
We should have our own man barbarian certification, kind of like a Genghis Khan kind of thing. Just teach people how to ride horses, bareback, shoot bows, punch people,
fight bears,
live in the woods.
That's what we were going to do when you were going to buy that house in the middle of the mountains with all that land.
I'm still going to buy that house.
Nope. Yeah.
You guys give me 6 months. Daddy's going to own it. What the hell was I going to say? I like this guy right here. Danny says, oh no, Ben Ellis goes, a red flag is a girl who has a dad who's bald. I want to know more about that, Ben. Make sure you show up for Thursday's show, because this is important. This is really important.
With Danny, the fake tan, the fake eyelashes, the extensions, the hair extensions.
Dude, go to Manchester. That was the dirtiest group of women I've ever seen in my entire life. We went out in Manchester the night after doubles. It was insane. I have never met, like, this was like Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome, like raw and wild. These people, savages. And I was sitting there just like, I was flabbergasted. That reminds me, we need to buy mask gainer. Put in the notes. Okay, so.
Do you think we should balance it out with the red flags for men as well, for females? Because, you know, there's a bunch of those as well, right?
All right. Well, I'll try to say my red flags for guys. But I think real estate agents, male real estate agents, run the fuck away.
Drinking energy drinks before 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Can of Monster before noon. It's the second one.
Yeah.
Dylan, I hope you're watching this.
I would say this is tough. I don't know how to categorize it.
If you have a gaming console and you live on Xbox all day and you're playing,
I think that's kind of healthy, dude. It's like, in reality, man. Like, I think people should play more often. It's like, you know, go participate and go play more often. People get too serious all the time. I actually am trying to play video games with my brother. So I can have, like, more of a play feature in my life. Like,
yeah, but you need to balance it the other way the rest of the time you're throwing down. I'm talking about guys that only play video games. Like, we played Sack yesterday for like 20 minutes and we were all kind of sweating and like taking off our shirts and like we're on a rest day. Exactly. That's fun.
Yeah.
But that's what guys do. Guys get outside and just you know, do simple tasks, not like stay in a dark, dim lit room watching video games, watching porn.
Male influencers are probably the most dangerous of all human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah, male influencers are terrible. That's why, like, there's just a handful of brands that I will not associate myself with because of the male influencers that are involved.
Can you list these brands?
10,000. Anybody I see wearing 10,000, I'm like, we should put you on a boat and sink it. And I paid for this whole cruise. You all get to go for free. You're going to the Bahamas. And then I sink the fucker. Okay. The Ketone brand, come on, guys. Like, when you see all these dudes, like, hey, guys, I said it's the greatest workout of my life, and you're not going to believe how I got it. It's a jar full of fat, and I'm so adapted, and, like, you know, like, I've never felt this way before. I'm like, you've never felt this way before because you've never had money in your bank account before. These people paid you to say this. You broke piece of shit.
Oh,
another lady in the house. Danielle saying a big red flag is Hyrox men.
Oh, you're on our Danielle, who hurt
watching,
you?
Dude. Dan, yeah, come on, Danielle. She's just upset because I probably didn't take her on a date. yeah, dude, jealous as all hell, dude. Jealous of my fucking good looks and my really moderately fast fitness racing time. What was I gonna say? Okay, what's another really bad influencer brand? Ooh, Ice Barrel. I actually like Ice Barrel, but it's just like at the same time, like they've always been really grateful to me, but. Anybody who's just promoting taking ice baths and saunas all the time, it's like, get a life. Get a life. It's not that big of a deal. Those people that are just influencing that stuff all the time cannot keep on taking videos of themselves going in and out of saunas. Like, I even caught on to it. Like, we go into the sauna and the ice bath all the time, but we're not filming it all the time because I just recognized, I was like, I look like an idiot. So male influencers, yeah, that's dangerous as all hell. And men who drive Teslas, I think they tuck their dick between their legs.
There is that Family Guy episode about male driver Teslas. Just go search it.
Teslas are such pussy cars. Oh, yeah. God. I think my brother actually might buy a Tesla. I'm going to throw up. I can't talk about it, guys. George, I want to ask you some more stuff. Like, what have you recognized, like, when you were in your 20s and 30s, like, supplements-wise, what were you taking? And is there anything you're taking now differently? And this is definitely a plug for Shilajit, and it's not because we're promoting it. It's because, like, you won't shut up about it. But tell me.
So when I was 20, the first supplement I ever took was creatine and, like, protein. Just, like, it's not a mass gain, just, like, a protein shake.
Shut your mouth when you talk about
mass gain. It was just like whey protein. And then I went away from supplements for a long time just because I live in Spain and you don't really kind of need it as much because there's such big meat eaters in Spain and you get sunshine 300 days a year. Yeah. Then when I moved back to UK in 30, I started taking vitamin D, D3. I take double the amount that's recommended. I know vitamin D is like fat soluble and you can store it, but literally, I'm getting 25 days of sunshine. I work in a basement, and I've had my vitamin D levels checked. And they're always, you know, below normal levels in winter. So I kind of know the amount to take. Back on creatine, right now I take X2, which is incredible. Tell everybody about it. I'm not just saying that because it's my friend's brand, but citrulline is an unsung hero. Gives you a huge pump. Helps you get through the last few reps, makes it a lot easier. So magnesium for sleep. I've discovered that certain types of magnesium work better for sleep and kind of just less brain fog. That works really well. Like L-threonate is really good. Oxide and I think glycerol, they're not so good for me. But again, I sort of play around with it. I don't take much pre-workout. But when I do, I will get sort of at least like 300 milligrams of caffeine if it's before a weight sesh. If I'm running, it's less. I don't like to run with too much caffeine in my system. That fucks me up. The Shilajit that I've been taking, I've been experimenting with a bunch of brands online. I'm not really sure what I'm getting. I'm just testing it and kind of seeing how I feel. But I'm searching for, like, what's the word? Trustworthy brands. I'm going through as much research as I can. And I have noticed, a lot more, like, steady energy throughout the day. There's no dip. Also, you get huge boners, guys, which is pretty awesome.
Dude, I had an erection.
Shout out to my girlfriend, Lisa.
I had an erection for literally like 2 hours this morning. And I was like, I want to stay asleep. But the erection was a tower. Just a tower. It would not let me go back to sleep. I couldn't roll over.
And that's the first sign of health for a guy. Any guy that's listening to this, if you're like unsure whether you're like in good shape or you're healthy and your body is kind of good to go, if you don't get an erection in the morning, that's a problem. It's like the first sign of male like vitality, because your body's essentially saying, I'm good to go here. I can make another one of me, which is great. That's a great sign. You know, you start the day with some wood. You don't have to get rid of it. You just let it go away. You don't want to knock it out every day. Just turn into a melt, a soy boy.
But ask Alex if he woke up with an erection this morning after all those steps yesterday.
Ask him if he actually went to bed. Morning?
I didn't sleep, man.
He didn't sleep.
There we go.
He's been walking. I think
What time did he finish? Ask Alex when he finished walking.
What time did you finish walking?
Well, I just walked till midnight, so I was trying to beat Katie. I bet her a dollar.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard that. He walked till midnight. He was trying to catch this other girl, and then, Katie.
And you never went to sleep?
Beat it by 1,000.
You slept a little bit, surely.
No sleep, no data. I didn't sleep.
Well, what did you do? You walked all night, or you just laid down?
I laid in bed, but I had to wake up at 4 to get here. So
Alex slept like an hour.
Sick, dude. Sick.
But he won. You win the challenge?
Yeah,
he won. Beat about 1,000 as well. That's first thing.
Fucking disgusting. I don't know why you did that to yourself. So you like Shilajit. Is there anything else you take? Like you don't need to take Viagra. Like, do you have to take anything
Blue
for your hemorrhoids?
Hymns.
No. Yeah. I don't mess with any of that stuff. No, the Shilajit is foul tasting. It's pretty gross, but yeah, more steady energy. When I got here, you can ask anybody. I see a 12-hour flight from London. We were like straight into like solid workouts the next day. I didn't sort of bat an eyelid. I was yawning at the table and went out for dinner. You know, I was just straight into it. I think a large part of that is Shilajit.
Shilajit
is
shout out guys to
energy type supplement, right? To help just overall boost of energy.
It's a mineral supplement that basically, from what I understand, it enhances your body's ability to absorb iron. Iron enriches your body's ability to carry oxygen. So like you hear about people get anemic and things like that. So like you can be super depleted. You can be neutral, like right in the middle, or you can be enhanced, which we're talking about. And I was reading this earlier, and this is like, you know, this is your body's hemoglobin ability to carry oxygen. Like I read this earlier, but I can say this again just to be nerdy with you guys. It's a picture of penises.
Nerds.
What's up, nerds? Okay, here we go. Having a normal hemoglobin value is primarily a matter of good nutrition and consumption of food that have iron in them. Remember what I was referencing? Typical normal of hemoglobin values are between 12 and 18 grams per deciliter of blood, depending on your age and gender. People are often considered anemic when they have hemoglobin values below 13.5 in men and 12 below in women. And for a running performance a point of view, the difference between 12 and 13 in hemoglobin can be up to 30 to 40 seconds in a 5K run. So not only is your body's ability, like when I'm talking about these fucking ball to the wall efforts in my training, which gives you the balls to the wall efforts in your racing, this makes a difference. If your body's ability to use oxygen properly with the red blood cells that are carrying oxygen, it can definitely make a difference. And it, like, you know, it's just like the same reason why if your vitamin D is deficient, your hormones are down, your body's ability to produce, have a stronger immune system down, like just certain things, almost like oil in a car being deficient, can affect the performance of it. And you don't want that. And, you know, that's also the reason why, you know, my boners are so viciously strong.
also, electrolytes, you know, you got to stay Stay on the electrolytes.
Speaking of electrolytes, guess what inventory just got back to the warehouse via Friday? And then I don't know. We got to check to make sure. But it is a national holiday here in the States, President's Day. So if the workers aren't working today, everything, I got 126 orders awaiting process. So there hasn't been an update. So I'm going to say they're off today because it's a national holiday. So those 126 are going to be pushed tomorrow by 12 Eastern.
Okay. So, guys, we're going to hit rapid fire. Rapid fire. You guys ready for this? George, this is between you and I. Ryan, jump in if you feel like you got something. If you could be one weight tomorrow for High Rocks, what would it be?
One weight?
Yeah, one weight. Your body weight.
85 kilos.
Okay, yeah, me too. 192. Weekly mileage during High Rock season?
During the season, 25 miles.
25 miles. I would say 50. 40 to 50. Ooh, when did you really start to train, and did you always have this mindset?
16.
Mine was 27.
19, 20. How do you afford to live in Malibu, George?
I don't. I scrimp with my friend. He's scrimping nice. Off his friend. He's scrimping off his friend.
Yep. Scrimping.
Scrimp.
I want to gain muscle and perform better at High Rocks. Can both goals be achievable? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, totally, dude. Don't be a puss. Gloves being worn during workouts, yay or nay?
Not running.
Not running. Yeah. I would say yes. It just depends. Like, you want to build up stronger hands, but do not put yourself in a compromised position where you wreck your hands, because that's the dumb thing to do. Okay.
Mullet or faux hawk?
Ooh.
Mullet. A faux hawk mullet. A faux hawk mullet.
A frolet.
Guys, what do you think about this book?
Oh, calendar sick, of mullets. Sick,
do you want to check out? January is pretty strong. January is pretty strong. But February, guys, if you're watching this, February is lit. This guy in this mobility chair.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
That dude knows how to talk. Yeah. What would you do during the rowing situation in Vienna?
What would I have done personally?
Yeah.
Was it the second cock up or was it the first?
Second.
It was the third.
Yeah, I'd have bounced.
I probably
what was the first mess up for that race?
They were sending athletes the wrong way after the skier.
Oh, yeah, right after the skier, yeah.
I would have WWE'd some people. I would like reached into the fans and dragged them and slammed them in. The judges slammed them. It would have been bad. Is it possible to train for High Rocks without training two times a day?
Yes, 100%.
Totally, dude. Heberg, totally.
I train once a day, and then I use camps or training intensification stages to maybe hit a couple of sessions a week when I'm training twice a day.
Yep. What are new metrics that you're measuring that make the largest impact?
Resting heart rate in the morning. Looking at HRV, if I feel fatigued, that's kind of a useful metric for me to see if I'm like fatigued or not, or if I'm like reactive, that helps. And then strength, like my 3 rep max, that's useful. Kind of sees where I'm hitting like 90%. And then tempo runs, like again, heart rate, if it dips down to the same heart rate in between the intervals, that's a real useful metric. If you're not like recovering at all, then maybe you're overtrained or you're not getting faster. But if you're kind of recovering, then you can hit the same output again. You're gold.
Faber-Dash, you shut your fucking mouth when you're talking to me. Sorry. I would say bar speed is something I've noticed. Like something like the Vitruvian, I think, is so cool. It's like weight moved is not necessarily weight moved under speed. So if you do 100 reps versus 100 reps that are like ghetto versus 100 reps that are like powerful and sustainable, like power output, something I started to really look at because I was like, wait a second. I'm not necessarily generating more energy. I'm just grinding. Mm-hmm. So like obviously like when I've recognized is like, I have to cover 1,000 meters, like, and a skier or do a sled push in this amount of time, I need to cover the distance faster. And I've always done like more volume, more volume. I was like, no, I want to find out a way to generate more power per movement. So if I bend my knees and I stand back up, how can I be as powerful as possible? You racing Doha to prepare for Worlds? What the fuck's Doha?
It's in Dubai.
Oh, does Doha have a race now?
Yeah.
Those people would have to pay me $1 billion to go there. One, it's on the other side of the world. Two, they have billions of dollars. Three, after I got fucked at the government games, I will never spend time with those guys again.
Anybody from that area of the world, if you want to find a way of coming up that $1 billion, I'll take 10% of my convince Hunter. Okay, good deal.
Deal. Have you brushed your teeth today? No.
Oh, Noel always has the most up-to-date stats when we are doing these races and everything for live stream. So, oh, it's Noel, a prize pool, but split between how many people?
Noel, I just want to give everybody an update. And you guys could do this on a shoestring budget. Whatever, dude. Doha, I don't care. It's the same place. This is how much it costs to get to one of these places. By the way, so let's just say you're spending a minimum of $3,000 on tickets to get there. Okay. Then also, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to see it, does it make a sound? So now I have to bring my camera team with me, an extra $1,000 to $1,500. So we're at $4,500. Now you're thinking about getting out there and setting us up in a hotel. I can't sleep with Alex because he's a fucking beast of a man. He should be kept in a cage. He snores. He's disgusting. He steals my clothes. So I have to get Alex's own hotel room. So we're doubling the hotel room fees. If you look at that at the end of the day, every single time I go to a Hyrox, I lose money. Even at World Championships, I lost money. Everybody was out there. Ryan was out there. I was out there. Camera team was out there. You can't make money doing Hyrox, so I'm especially not going to the fucking desert to go do a Hyrox. I'd rather put a gun in my mouth. Okay.
What else?
I'm trying to get through this stuff. Some of these questions are so dumb. Are you natural?
Yes.
No. Pets are life, yo. Team pets.
Yeah, dude. Pets are fucking dope. So many people contact me and ask me if I'm on dope these days.
Yeah.
I kinda like it. When are you trying to crack 52 minutes in the Hyrox, George?
When am I going to do 52 minutes?
Yeah.
Probably 2025. Could just take off the last station and run.
Okay, I like this.
Just take the time penalty.
No, realistically, I think I'm probably at 65. I think like maybe 64 if it just flows together. I think I can put down somewhere around there.
What do you think the peak athletic male age for a man is?
44.
You think so?
44. Yeah.
Are you saying that because you want to be in shape at the age of 44, or you think this is good?
That's right. I'd say it varies for everybody, but between 35 and 42, you know, around there.
For males, what about females?
Probably between 28 and 33.
Nicholas Hoyer is here. That's my boy.
Yo, Nick.
I would say I think probably between the ages of like 36 and 38. Because I've been getting stronger every single year. And I'm just the fastest I've ever really been. It's like, yeah. If you just prevent yourself from getting hurt.
I don't actually believe in the aging process that anyone else really buys into. You know, like 35 to 40, if you keep yourself like tight and just, you know, dialed in, then there's not going to be any drop off. In fact, it'll be like large improvements if you get your shit together. But, you know, let's just talk about, you know, gen population. You know, you can find a 20-year-old looks terrible, but he's still training a lot. It just depends what your focus is and, you know, whatever else you're doing. But age definitely is just the number. It's all about the woman you're feeling and the barbell you're moving. You know, so I think it's different for everybody. But, yeah, there's no reason why you can't be just an absolute stud into your late 40s. And I think with supplementation and technology and just the information we have and applied data, not just data, it's no good knowing that you've got terrible sleep. What are you going to do about it? It's no good knowing you have terrible bar path to beat. How are you going to fix it? So applied data is king. You know, general data you're looking at and paying $200 a month for is useless. So if you can arrow in, zero in on some real good metrics, then you won't lose performance at all. In fact, you'll improve.
Yeah. James, you'll still go broke going to that race, making $7,000. You go broke. It's so little money that it's not worth it to go into the seventh dimension of the desert.
I think the rain is affecting the Starlink satellite hookup. You feeling that? Kind of a little bit.
I'm not going to lie.
I don't understand why George's camera is a little fuzzy, but Hunter's still is pretty clear. Which you guys are on the same internet.
My roommate Brock, who I'm not going to say is a structural engineer, took the satellite and just put it down on the ground to get dumped on. And I was like, are you sure that's good? He's like, yeah. And the dogs
are Starlink is just outside in the rain.
Yeah. I think the dogs are probably shitting and pissing on it right now.
You're supposed to like mount it on the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, with 1,500 feet up in the sky, the satellite is out in the rain. It's a miracle that we're like connected.
What's the worst injury you've ever had?
Probably this one, the calf. It was linked to a lower back nerve impingement. It's just kind of like the pathology of it changes, and it took me a while to understand it. Just so if you're a professional athlete, you're going to get an MRI scan immediately and figure it out. I was kind of just brazen enough to be like, oh, I just need some rest, and then I'll reload it. It was like, yeah, I just didn't understand it enough until I got various opinions from physios, and then I was like, right, okay, I now know that the rate of force I produce in each calf is this, the overall rate of force is the same, but the speed at which I get there is different from my left calf to my right, because it was injured, scar tissue buildup. So I just have to do a whole bunch of plyometric work before, you know, I have to get it to the same level so it can handle the impact, especially on road running. Like treadmill and better, less impact. Certain shoes affect it, carbon plates, all the rest of it. Too much volume will kill it. And I have to make sure that my back is kind of equal. Like I can rotate equally both sides through like L4, L5, and my thoracic doesn't get too tight. So I know my body when it's like, okay, I feel fine. If I just load junk miles on top of it, it's just going to blow up. So that's probably the worst injury. Football, minor MCL tear, my knee. That's it.
I'm just going to crack it all up to you being a pussy. I bet you if we just put you through like a humongous mushroom ayahuasca trip, we could just get you to psychologically let go of the fact that you're so scared of your calf. Because a lot of people... Coming. These people get these phantom fears. Like,
yeah, you know, no, there's like, definitely an element of psychosomatic. Like, you know, you kind of, you attach your attachment to your injury. Like, who would you be if you didn't have any excuses? Like, I'm not using it as an excuse. I've kind of let that part go. I'm just like, I just want to enjoy training. I want to feel good about myself, and I don't want to deal with that bullshit. So I'm just being like, you know, cautious, but like, I'm coming out the other side of it. Like, it's felt good all week. I've had no problems. I'm building volume. I'm getting faster. I'm getting stronger. Keep going, man. Just don't be stupid.
Dude, we're going to get this thing done. We're going to save you.
Yeah.
It's
definitely breakfast time.
It is breakfast time. I don't want you to. Yeah, here's what's going to happen, guys. We're going to go get ready to train. We want to train, but George knew that we were going to train. Now George is going to create 5 layers of discontinuing our ability to train, because George has all of these things to do. Like, he's going to have to go sort at least I'm here. Out.
Shout out to Cole. Have, Cole, what are you doing, bro?
Cole makes no sense. Cole has Stockholm syndrome. And like it'd be like somebody breaking out of prison and then he's like free. And then all of a sudden, like he just sits around for a bit and he's like, wait a second, maybe it's safer going back to jail. And then he just goes and puts his hands up and takes the cuffs and just allows himself to be taken back into the center of jail. It's like Shawshank Redemption. Like he finally makes it out, but no, crawls right back in.
Shout out to Shawshank.
Shawshank, we should watch that tonight. Last night's movies were great, but we need a prison break movie tonight.
Yeah, we watched Roadhouse last night.
Oh, so good. Jake Dilley.
Dude, I don't want to see that movie. That looks awful.
Yeah.
I kind of do. I like it.
I'm sure you do.
Like terrible movies. I won't deny that. Like, yeah, I will watch movies.
I can't. I will
watch TV shows and seasons that get canceled after the first season. I think it's a friggin' amazing TV show.
I personally cannot deal with people taking storylines that are beautiful and then just throwing gasoline on it and burning it because they want a dollar. Like you just took the name Roadhouse, probably top five greatest action stories of all time, about a bouncer, like a handsome bouncer going into like a broken down bar and creating a business. And then all of a sudden you allow a producer to buy that and repurpose it with Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. And you destroy a beautiful story.
Yeah.
It'd be like all of a sudden, like you take Pocahontas and you're like, fuck, we need to make some more money off this. Let's get Megan Fox in here, show her tits and get her freaking out. All right. And throw Machine Gun Kelly in there, put some shitty music in there. It is the same exact thing.
I'd watch that.
I know. People will watch it because there's single cell organisms like you out there. They'd be like, Megan Fox. I need boobies.
No.
I can't let people continue to fuck up our society continuously. Okay, guys, I need to boycott something. Have you seen the Star Wars South Park piece?
In a minute, no?
I'm sure they're fucking it up.
Star Wars.
Like what they did to Indiana Jones. Yeah. Indiana Jones was awful.
They never remade Indiana Jones. They just made more Indiana Jones movies.
I know. But they took like something so beautiful. Like if you go look at the old Indiana Jones, it's incredible. The storytelling, just the art, the acting, everything. And now there's just awfulness.
Such what do you think about the revamp of Sylvester Stallone still being alive and doing another Rambo? Because he came back and did a few new Rambo movies.
I mean, they weren't as good as the originals, but I still like them. Those are good. Those only need machine guns. And they figured that out. They're like, more guns.
More guns.
Better.
It'll be good.
Better. Yeah. The Cartman thing. He knows, dude. Put a chick in it and make it lame. That's exactly what's happened to movies these days. You're saying, what the fuck is going on?
I thought the line was put a chick in it and make it gay.
Yeah.
Is it not?
No, it's just put a chick in it, make her gay, and then make it lame. I think it is. Okay. But it's just like, oh my God.
Well, they did that with the Oceans franchise. Came back, did a all female cast for Oceans. No,
yeah, and I think it tanked. And then also the Ghostbusters with the chicks that tanked. Yeah. Oh, dude, our service sucks, dude. Why the fuck did we buy Starlink?
Well, it's just the weather, guys. Like it is a tropical storm out there.
Wow, that's the first time anybody's. You have no idea how many influencers I send. Our product too that never tag us. Soulless. All right, guys. Before this goes really bad, I'm just gonna shut this thing down because the service sucks. Bye. Love you guys.
I can still see you. Shut it down. All right. We'll see you, George.
He's gone. See you, bro.
Yeah. All right. Bye, dude.